Hello and welcome to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park for game 5 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting San Jose Giants. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Steven Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Saturday Night Baseball here between two California League North Division foes. It's the single-A affiliates of the Colorado Rockies and the San Francisco Giants. As we said, game 5 of 6 between these two teams, and the Grizzlies have taken 3 out of 4 from San Jose so far, but last night the Giants getting the best of the Grizzlies, beating them 11-6 Friday night from Chuck Chansey Park. With the loss, the Grizzlies dropped to 11-2 in the second half. They are 47-32 overall, both those marks the best in the California League. While on the other side, San Jose with their win last night, they moved to 4-9 in the second half, and they are 44-35 overall. The Giants have already clinched a playoff berth with that first half overall record. San Jose in second place overall record, fourth place in the second half, though. But it doesn't matter for the Giants as they've already clinched a playoff berth. Now, the Grizzlies, even though they dropped to 11-2, they've still won 14 of their last 17 games, 24 of their last 30 overall. And even though they also saw their 6-game winning streak come to an end, their first setback in July, the Grizzlies still 10-9 against the Giants this season. Skylar Messenger led the offense with another multi-hit and RBI game. Messenger crushed a clout for the second straight night, the third time in the series, and the 8th overall in the season. But the Grizzlies allowed 5 runs in the top of the 9th. They lose 11-6 last night, but they still have a chance to have a series win tonight here in Game 5 of 6. And we have a great pitching matchup for you. The Grizzlies will give the ball to right-hander Anderson Pilar. No record, no ERA, making his Fresno 2023 debut. The former Fresno Grizzly, he was back with the team in 2021, is back coming off an injury down in the ACL. He is looking to make the start this evening, and this is only his 10th start in his professional career. Pilar, his only start in a Grizzlies uniform, he threw 5 scoreless innings, striking out a career-high 8 against Visalia. That was in August of 2021, and he'll be countered by San Jose left-hander Seth Corey. No record, a 3.68 ERA, and Corey, a guy who's battled injuries through the years. He is 6'2", 195 pounds, but the left-hander, a very good arm, a third-round draft pick by the Giants in 2017. He gets the ball tonight, and these two teams tangle as we get closer to the All-Star break. So it should be a great night for baseball here on Military Appreciation Night, and I want to give a big thank you to everyone who has served and are currently serving for all that you do for keeping us safe in our country and all that you do over there. A big thank you to my grandparents who both served as well, to all my fellow high school and college classmates, and to all my friends and family who have served. Thank you so much for keeping us safe as we get ready for tonight. Prior to tonight's game, I sat down with San Jose Giants fundamentals coach Yedwin Villegas, and he and I talked a little bit of everything. The former Fresno Grizzly infielder, now in his first year with the Giants as their San Jose Giants as their fundamentals coach. We talked about a couple of his young infielders. We also talked about his career playing in both San Jose and Fresno, and we also talked about him growing up and where his love for baseball started. Our pregame guest is San Jose Giants fundamentals coach Yedwin Villegas, and we'll have that interview right after this. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
Interview with Yedwin Villegas in 3, 2, 1.
bring in the San Jose Giants fundamentals coach, Edwin Villegas, a former Fresno Grizzly. Thanks for joining me on the pregame.
Hey, no, thank you, Stephen, for having me. It's a pleasure, and excited to go through this.
So, first question I have for you. So, talk about your upbringing. Where did you grow up, and then where did your love for baseball start?
So, I grew up in Venezuela. I started playing baseball when I was 3 years old. So I was really young, and then I just loved the game. And then I remember that my aunt, she introduced me to baseball. She took me to a practice, and I loved it. And then I just keep playing, and it was crazy because I never thought that I'm gonna be a professional baseball player. And then I remember when I was 13 years old, I played for a baseball club in Venezuela. And my manager by that time, Israel Nunez, he mentioned to my parents, hey, I see a potential on him. I don't know if you guys thinking about having him to play professional baseball, but if that was you want for him, I think you should put him in a baseball academy. So I started going to a baseball academy when I was 14 years old, and then I went through a lot of tryouts, and then I didn't have the best luck. I wasn't fast enough, but my defense played out for me. So my defense kept me gave me the opportunity to play and be a professional baseball player. As a professional baseball player, and then I remember in 2008, the Giants, they gave me the opportunity to be a professional.
Can you talk about what a baseball academy really is? You see a lot of really good players come from it. I mean, Carlos Correa, for instance, was from a baseball academy, right?
Yeah, that's true. But I remember it was in my town, in Valencia. So it was Enzo Fernandez Baseball Academy at that time. And I started going there when I was 14. And then he kept me, he trained me to do the tryouts at that time. And then I got the opportunity to go through a lot of tryouts in Valencia. And then that's how I became a professional.
So then you went to the San Francisco Giants, which probably was a dream come true, not only for you, but for your family as well. And probably for your aunt as well, who taught you a little bit about baseball. But when you came over to the United States, how big of a shock was it for you?
It was tough, especially I didn't know any English at all. So the culture was different. Trying to learn a new language was pretty tough, but the game was the same. So that's why I think it was kind of easier for me, because I knew that I had to do the same thing on the field. But the transition was kind of tough, because being here by myself, my family back, they were back in Venezuela. So trying to adapt to a new situation, to a new living, to being by myself, and then trying to communicate was kind of tough. But I love the game. I love the Giants. They trust in me, and they gave me the opportunity to come here and then show them what I could do.
The two teams that are here in this matchup, San Jose and Fresno, were two stops in your minor league career. Do you remember both experiences as a player?
Absolutely. So I remember I came here. I went to San Jose when 2012, and then in the same year they sent me to Fresno. It was our AAA by that time. So 2012 was the first time coming here, 2013 as well, and 2014 as well. So I play a lot here. I play a lot between San Jose and Fresno. I was coming up and down to help the team. And then that was, I got really excited for me. And then coming back here now is crazy. It's a lot of memories, a lot of things going through my mind. It's really cool being here.
And you see a new video board, and you see a weight system that you didn't have back in the day as well too. But for you, you know, you had a great defensive career. You also hit well as, you know, throughout the years. But when did you know that coaching was the next step in your baseball career?
I knew it was in my mind, but I started coaching really young. I was 24 when I started coaching. I don't think I was ready by that time to be a coach, but at the same time, I knew Like, my career as a baseball player was limited because I couldn't hit enough. But I'm really grateful for the Giants to give me the opportunity to become a coach. And now I'm still with the organization. This is my 16th year as being a player and coach. Like, this is my 8th year as a coach now. And then it's amazing how the time flies. And then working with the young players now is just... I feel really grateful. Okay.
And you have a lot of guys in the staff that you know as well, with Runzler and Ishikawa, that have also come through Fresno as well too. But let's talk about a little bit of your team this year. You guys won the first half, and you have a lot of talented young infielders. Diego Velasquez to Jose Ramos, and now Anthony Rodriguez, who joined you guys halfway through the year. You're so lucky, aren't you?
I am lucky. I mean, I love working with young players. I know they have a lot to learn, and then having the opportunity to work with them is great. They listen. They willing to learn. Like, it's not easy, getting to know them, especially Ramos is from Colombia. He has a kind of like a different mentality, different culture. And Diego and Anthony, they're from Venezuela. They're really young, but they're really talented, and they're learning a lot. Like, they have a lot to improve, and they've been working hard. They've been showing their ability to play the middle infield, third base, playing around the infield, and they're making adjustments. I know it's a tough game. It's a long season, and it's just fun, having the opportunity to work with them and trying to keep them the right path.
And it is a tough season, long time, but what are you doing for the All-Star break that's coming up?
Oh, I'm going to enjoy my family. So my wife and my son, they're back in San Jose right now. So we're just going to take the break to relax. We may go to Santa Cruz to go to a beach and then have a fun time there.
Well, Villegas, it's great to have you back. Thanks for taking time on this interview.
Thank you so much, man. I really appreciate the opportunity, and then I'm happy to see you all the time. And then I'm hoping to see you when we're back for the playoffs.
Absolutely. Back for playoffs. San Jose, Fresno, possibly. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. We're in our pregame show here at Chuck Chansey Park, and we're glad you could join us. And a big thank you to the San Jose Giants fundamentals coach, Edwin Villegas, the former Fresno Grizzly infielder, for joining us on the pregame show. Hello and welcome back. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and we have Saturday Night Baseball, Game 5 of 6 between two California League North Division foes. It's the visiting San Jose Giants and your hometown Fresno Grizzlies. With that being said, it's now time for tonight's starting lineups. First, we'll start with the visiting San Jose Giants, the single-A affiliate of the San Francisco Giants. They are 44-35 overall, a 4-9 record. In the second half, the Giants, led by first-year manager Jeremiah Canuck, said here's his starting lineup. Leadoff and playing center field, number 9, Turner Hill. Batting second, the right fielder, number 7, Alexander Suarez. Batting third and left field, number 10, Matt Higgins. Batting fourth, the catcher, number 8, O'Neill Perez. Batting fifth, the first baseman, number 55, Andrew Cachel. Batting sixth, the shortstop, number 1, Diego Velasquez. Batting seventh, the DH, number 17, Anthony Rodriguez. Batting eighth, the third baseman, number 41, Dylan Rosario. and batting ninth, the second baseman, number 16, Jose Ramos. And on the bump for the San Jose Giants, the left-hander, number 15, Seth Corey. So once again, for the Giants, under manager Jeremiah Knuckstead, it will be Hill, Suarez, Higgins, Perez, Cacho, Velasquez, Rodriguez, Rosario, Ramos, and Corey on the bump. And now it's time for the starting lineup for your Fresno Grizzlies, the proud single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. Your Grizzlies, 47-32 overall, 11-2 here in the second half. Under first-year manager Steve Solis, here's his Toyota starting lineup. Lean off and playing shortstop, number 4, Dion Jorge. Batting second, the first baseman, number 3, Bryant Betancourt. Batting third, the DH, number 5, Skylar Messenger. Batting fourth at second base, number 2, Jamari Baylor. Batting fifth, the third baseman, number 23, Andy Perez. Batting sixth, the center fielder, number 1, Jesus Bugarin. Batting seventh, the catcher, number 7, Cody Huff. Batting eighth in right field, number 15, Parker Kelly. And batting ninth, the left fielder, number 28, E.J. Andrews Jr. And on the bump for your Fresno Grizzlies, the right-hander number 18, Anderson Pilar. No record, no ERA, his 2023 Fresno debut. So once again, for your Grizzlies, under manager Steve Solis, his Toyota lineup will be Jorge, Betancourt, Messenger, Baylor, Andy Perez, Bugarin, Huff, Kelly, Andrews Jr., Pilar on the bump. As we get set for first pitch, keys to the game right around the corner. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have your keys to the game.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra.
Good evening, Growlifornia. Here are tonight's keys to the game. Key number 1, draw more walks. Last night, the Grizzlies only drew 1 walk. Key number 2, take advantage of miscues by San Jose. The Giants had 6 errors last night, and the Grizzlies need to score on those mistakes. Key number 3, score late. The Grizzlies have scored 38% of their runs in innings 7 through 9 and need to continue that success tonight. Have a great night, and let's go Grizzlies. Back to you, Mark.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in. On stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Saturday Night Baseball, Game 5 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting San Jose Giants. As you just heard, we had our lineups and our keys to the game. Once again, the Grizzlies need to draw more walks tonight. They only had one walk in last night's loss. Key number two, take advantage of miscues by San Jose. The Giants had six errors last night, and the Grizzlies need to score on those mistakes if they come about tonight. And key number three, score late. The Grizzlies have scored 38% of their runs in innings 7 through 9 and need to continue that success here tonight as Fresno looks for a series win, continue their winning ways, 11-2 here in the second half. They have won 24 of their last 30. You have both lineups as well. Our home plate umpire this evening is Spencer Kim. Over on the bases is Evan Anderson. The Grizzlies, they are wearing their white uniforms. They have Fresno written across the front in red. They also have the red number in the back of their white uniforms. They have the green military caps, which have the American flag and the bear logo over it. They are really cool and available in our team store. So if you are down to the game at some point this week or you want to go online, you can go check out those caps in our team store. While the Giants, they're back in black. Black cap, orange bill for the caps. And again, orange numbers with San Jose written across the front as these two teams get set for first pitch this evening. A beautiful night for baseball. We'll give you the weather in a little bit. We have the national anthem and first pitch right afterwards. Again, tonight is Military Appreciation Night, and we are so grateful for everyone who has served and are currently serving, for keeping our country safe, and for letting us, allowed us to be here every single night. We'll be back right after this. We'll have our national anthem and first pitch. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Ladies and gentlemen, on this side, we ask that you please rise and remove your hats. Proceeding above national anthem presented by International Guard. Visit GoANZ.com to learn more. First presenting the colors tonight, please welcome the Sons of the American Revolution Color Guard. The National Society of the Sons of the American Revolution is a non-profit, non-partisan organization dedicated to promoting patriotism, preserving American history, and teaching American history to future generations. Standing for the singing of the Star-Spangled Banner, tonight performed by Lauren Paul.
Thank you once again, and another big round of applause for our Sons of American Revolution Color Guard and anthem performer Lauren.
A great national anthem, the Color Guard as well, for Military Appreciation Night here in downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. For game 5 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting San Jose Giants. Saturday Night Baseball, glad you could join us however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and boy, we have another great matchup between two California League North Division foes. It's your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting San Jose Giants. Your Grizzlies have taken 3 out of 4 so far in this series. Fresno looking for a series win. They have won 11 of their first 13 games here in the second half. The best record in the California League at 47-32. They are 11-2 in their second half, while San Jose 44-35 overall, 4-9 here in the second half. San Jose already has clinched a playoff berth with a first half best overall record, and the Grizzlies looking to meet them in the postseason as Anderson Pilar gets the ball tonight. No record, no ERA. He's making his 2023 Fresno debut. He played in 2021 with the Grizzlies, back in action tonight and making the start. as we get ready for first pitch. A beautiful night for baseball. Glad you could join us here in downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chicansey Park. It is Military Appreciation Night. A great crowd on hand as Anderson Pilar worked from the stretch. Here comes the pitch. And it's a ball high, and we are underway this evening. First pitch to Turner Hill, who's batting 254. Here comes the 1-0 from Pilar. And it is outside and quickly 2-0. First pitch this evening at 6:54 p.m., 89 degrees, clear skies, 12-mile-per-hour winds out to right field. As the 2-0 is outside, ball three, and Pilar falling behind to Turner Hill. Grizzlies in the white uniforms with the green military cap, the American flag with the bear logo over it. As the 3-0 is outside, a four-pitch walk to start tonight's contest as Turner Hill will reach. It'll bring up the right fielder in Alexander Suarez. The Giants, they are in their black uniforms. They have the orange numbers and San Jose written in orange and white across the front. They have their San Jose logo on the side of their jersey on the left arm. Here's the pitch from Pilar, swung on and missed by Suarez, and the count at 0-1. They are wearing their black caps with the orange bill. As we get set here in the top of the first, here comes the 0-1 from Pilar. And it is swung on and missed. Good pitch up in the zone, and Suarez cannot hold up. Quickly 0-2, 91 miles per hour from Pilar. No balls, two strikes from the right-hander. Runner at first, no one down as Turner Hill leads from first. A four-pitch walk to him. No balls, two strikes. Here comes the next pitch from Pilar. And it is called strike three, right down the middle. And Suarez caught looking for the first out. One away, and here comes left fielder in Matt Higgins. As Matt Higgins comes to the plate, batting 315, 9 homers, 51 RBI. A 912 OPS. As that will be a check on Turner Hill. He's back there safely as Bryant Bencourt applying the tag. Against Matt Higgins, who had a great game last night. The Giants winning 11-6 last night. Here's the pitch, and it's a high chopper to the second baseman. Baylor trying to apply the tag. He does miss Turner Hill, but he does get the throw to first for the out. So Hill up to second. It goes 4-3 on the putout. It was a slow bounding ball to second base. Jamari Baylor coming up, tried applying the tag to Turner Hill, and Baylor missed Hill on the tag, so the only play was to first. And Higgins is retired. Two away, runner at second now, and here's O'Neill Perez. Here comes the pitch from Anderson Pilar, and that is swung on and missed. Good pitch up in the zone from Pilar, the count at 0-1. 93 miles per hour on the gun from the right-hander in Pilar. A little bit of shade here on the diamond. Here's the 0-1, and that is swung on and missed. Quickly, 0-2. Another elevated pitch from Pilar. The middle infield, though, as we said, there was shade on the diamond. Well, the middle infield right now, tons of sun. You see both the second baseman Baylor and the shortstop Jorge putting their hands up in the sky trying to stop the sun. Here comes the 0-2. And it is outside. The count of 1-2, a perfect night. 89 degrees, clear skies, 12-mile-per-hour winds out to right field. A matchup between the single-A affiliates of the San Francisco Giants and the Colorado Rockies this evening. Game 5 of 6, Saturday Night Baseball. Here's the pitch. And it's swung on and fouled off, and we'll do it again. The count of 1-2. The Grizzlies looking for a series win. They have been on fire over their past 30 games. 24-6, 14-3 over their last 17 games. 11-2 here in the second half. Here comes the 1-2, and it's outside. Good pitch. The count now at 2-2. 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Runner at second here in the top of the first. No score between San Jose and Fresno. Just underway here at Chicchansey Park. Military Appreciation Night. Here comes the 2-2, and it's fouled off. Good pitch on the outside part of the plate, and Perez spoiling that pitch. We'll do it again at 2-2. Crowd still filing in here. Nice crowd all over the ballpark this evening. Here comes the 2-2 once again. And it is high for a ball. The count now full. 3 balls and 2 strikes to Perez. Third time he's hit in this series, batting .311. 2 homers and .803 OPS against Pilar. Pilar will come set. And here comes his 3-2 offering. And it's fouled off once again by Perez. A great battle brewing between these two. 8th pitch of the at-bat coming up. As Pilar looking to get out of the inning without any damage. A leadoff walk to Turner Hill. He's the runner at second. He has plenty of speed. We've seen it on the base paths and in the outfield this series. Here comes the 3-2, and it swung on and missed. Great pitch on the outside part of the plate, and down goes Perez. Pilar, 2 strikeouts and a clean top of the first. We have the bottom half. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FreslerGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the Class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chicchansey Park. A salute to our military right here as a lot of our members who have served or are currently serving standing up right now in our crowd. A great honor here in the bottom of the first. No score between San Jose and Fresno here at downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chicchansey Park. Get ready for an electrifying experience at Chicchansey Gold's 2023 Sounds of Summer Concert Series. On July 29th, George Thorogood and the Destroyers' Battle Over the World Tour, 50 Years of Rock, will be performing. Secure your tickets now. Go to ChicchanseyGold.com. You must be 21. Chicchansey Gold Resort and Casino, 24 karat fun. First pitch to Dion Jorge is a ball outside. The count at 1-0 from the left-hander and Seth Corey. No record, a 3.69 ERA. As that is low, the count now at 2 balls and no strikes. A 3.68 ERA for Corey. As here comes the next pitch to Jorge. And it swung on and missed. The count now at 2 balls and 1 strike from the left-hander in Corey. Again, we'd like to thank Chicchansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the first. Here comes the pitch from Corey, and it is a called strike on the inner portion of the plate. A little bit low, but it's now 2 balls and 2 strikes to Jorge, who's batting .273, no homers, 5 RBI. A .697 OPS in his first week with Fresno. Here's the pitch, and that is low. And a little bit in the dirt as well. The count now at 3-2 to Jorge. Last night, Jorge had a little league homer. A double and a pair of errors by the Giants allowed Jorge to scamper across the bases. Here comes the 3-2, and it is fouled off at the dish. Jorge just getting a piece on that pitch on the inside part of the plate. Here in the bottom of the first, no score between San Jose and Fresno. Just underway here at Chancy Park in downtown Fresno, California. Here comes the 3-2. Line drive, base hit up the middle. Jorge, a leadoff single, and just like that, the Grizzlies have the first hit of the game. And now we'll bring up the first baseman in Bryant Betancourt. Jorge lining that ball right up the middle. Great piece of hitting the 3-2 on the inner portion of the plate, and Jorge doing the damage there. So now here's Bryant Betancourt, who has been on fire over the past couple of weeks on a current five-game hit streak. Here comes the pitch to Betancourt, and it is outside. The count at 1-0 to Bryant Betancourt. Betancourt in his five-game hit streak batting .391 with four doubles. Here comes the 1-0 to Betancourt with Jorge leading from first. There he goes. The throw from Perez right on the money, and Jorge is safe. He gets under the tag from the shortstop in Velasquez, and Jorge has his third stolen base since joining Fresno. Runner at second, nobody down. Bryant Betancourt now, runner in scoring position here for Fresno, trying to give the Grizzlies an early lead. Betancourt batting .246, one homer, 31 RBI. A .657 OPS. Here's the pitch, and it's outside. The count now at 3 balls and no strikes to Betancourt. Bryant Betancourt was one of the best hitters down the DSL last year for the Rockies organization. A power hitter. Here comes the 3-0. And that is a base hit up the middle to center field. 3-0 swinging. Here's the throw from the center fielder. It's offline. Jorge will score. 1-0 Fresno. Bryant Betancourt. The RBI single. And just like that, the Grizzlies have an early lead. Jorge comes around to score, single, stolen base, a run, 3 stolen bases for Jorge this year since joining Fresno. Second hit this inning. It's also a run as well. So now with a runner at first and nobody out, here comes Skyler Messenger. And the first pitch is a called strike on the outside part of the plate. The count at 0-1 to Skyler Messenger. Runner at first, nobody down. Messenger batting .285, 8 homers, 43 RBI, and .869 OPS. Here's the pitch, and it's low and inside, and the count at 1-1. Skyler Messenger has had himself a series so far. Messenger in the series batting .529, 9-for-17, 3 homers, 3 doubles, 8 RBI. Here comes the 1-1, and that is outside, the count at 2-1. He has homered in back-to-back contests. He has homered in 3 of the 4 games so far. And in 3 of those 4 games as well, multi-hit and multi-RBI. Here comes the 2-1 to Messenger as Betancourt leads from first. Here's the pitch. And that is high, and it's now 3-1 to Messenger. Grizzlies lead 1-0 here in the bottom of the first through 2 batters. No one down for Skyler Messenger. He has a 3-1 count. Here comes the next pitch from Seth Corey. And that's a fly ball. Right field. He did it again. 3 games in a row. His 4th homer of the series. His 9th of the year. 3-0 Grizzlies. Messenger a 2-run homer to right. And the Grizzlies extend their lead. You gotta be kidding me. No one can stop Skyler Messenger right now. He extends his hit streak to 7 games. Betancourt scores as well. 3 runs on 3 hits this inning. No one down. And here comes the second baseman, Jamari Baylor. Skyler Messenger. So now here's Baylor. Batting .333 with 6 homers. Here's the pitch, and it bounces into the plate. The count at 1-0. Baylor, 22 RBI, a 1.096 OPS. Since joining Fresno, he's been on an offensive tear. As here comes the 1-0 from Corey. And that is a called strike on the outside part of the plate. Baylor, no part of that one. The count at 1-1. As the Grizzlies, an early 3-0 lead here in the bottom of the first. Here comes the 1-1 from Corey. And that is a called strike on the outside part of the plate. 1-2. Good pitch there from Corey. So now 1-2. Corey, no record. A 3.68 ERA coming into tonight's contest. He's allowed 3 runs on 3 batters so far for Fresno. Here comes the 1-2 to Baylor. And Baylor swing and a miss on a ball down in the zone. And Perez will tag him out. 1 away. Perez didn't know if he really initially tagged him. Thought about throwing the ball to first, but the home plate umpire, Spencer Kim, said he did apply the tag. So Baylor is the first out of the inning. Goes K1. 2 on the tag. So now 1 out, and here's Andy Perez. Batting 241, here's the pitch, and it's outside for a ball. The count at 1-0. Perez, 1 homer, 33 RBI, a 592 OPS. Andy Perez at third base this evening. Here comes the 1-0, and that is a little blooper in a shallow left field, and that will drop. That will dent into the left field grass, and Perez is there with a double. Perez the double, the fourth hit for Fresno. Here in the bottom of the first. And now here comes Jesus Bugarin with 1 out and a runner at second. And the Grizzlies, a triple shy of the inning cycle. So now runner at second with 1 out. And Jesus Bugarin to the dish. 7 homers, 49 RBI. Here comes the pitch, and it is outside, the count at 1-0. Bugarin batting 261, is a 669 OPS, his 11-game hit streak ending just the other night, a very dangerous hitter. Here comes the 1-0, and that's a fly ball foul towards the right side, and it's now 1-1. Bottom of the first, 3-0 Grizzlies, an early lead. Runner at second with 1 out. That's Perez. He's got great speed as Bugarin looking to continue this inning. 1-1. Here comes the pitch from Corey. And it is inside. It skips away from Perez. The other Perez will head to third on the wild pitch. And just like that, a runner at third with 1 down. Bugarin did not chase after that one. O'Neill Perez did not have a chance to make a stop. A wild pitch. So now they count it 2-1 to Bugarin. And the infield now partially coming in here for San Jose. Here comes the 2-1. And Bugarin swing and a miss. He really wanted that one, just missing on an elevated fastball at 91. And the count now at 2-2. As right now, a couple of San Jose Giants pitchers in their bullpen loosening up as the catcher heading down towards his position. 2-2. Here comes the pitch to Bugarin. And that is a little blooper in a shallow left field. Now going to foul territory. And it is caught. Oh, I think it was just missed by the third baseman in Rosario. He ran into the netting. Couldn't hold on. And the count remains at 2-2. That was close right there. Rosario going into the netting. If you look on the replay on Bally Life, Rosario, a long run. He looked like he had it, and then the last second dropped as he fell into the netting. So count now at 2-2 still. Here comes the pitch to Bugarin. And it is outside, ball 3, a breaking ball, and Bugarin was not ready for it. As a right-hander starts to get loose down in the Giants' pen. 3-2, 1 out, runner at third. Here's the pitch. And Bugarin fouls it off, will do it again. Grizzlies lead 3-0 here in the bottom of the first. Game 5 of 6. Saturday night baseball, the Grizzlies looking for a series win. Here comes the 3-2 to Bugarin. And that is another foul ball spoiled. As the right-hander in the Giants' pen is Cameron Cotter from Seth Corey right now, the pitcher. Corey is 6'2", 195 pounds. So we do it again at 3-2. There's one out. Here comes the pitch to Bugarin, and he lifts one in a shallow right field, and that ball will get down. A base hit. Here comes Perez. The throw is late, and it's 4-0 Fresno. Jesus Bugarin, an RBI single to right field. Suarez trying to get Perez at the plate. It is late. 4 runs on 5 hits for Fresno here in the bottom of the first. As pitching coach Dan Brunsler comes to talk to Corey, there's a runner at first now with one out, and Cody Huff coming to the dish. As the Grizzlies now a 4-0 lead, they have 5 hits here in this inning. The Fresno Grizzlies would like to thank Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair for providing tonight's press box food. Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair is conveniently located in front of the Fashion Fair Mall on Shaw Avenue and is ready to serve Grizzlies fans Monday through Saturday from 6:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. We look forward to serving you at Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies and tonight's press box food here in the bottom of the first. So now here's Cody Huff batting .250 with 3 homers. Runner at first with 1 out, 4-0 Fresno. Here's the pitch, and that is low. The count at 1-0. Only 1 out in the inning so far. A single by Jorge. A single by Betancourt scoring Jorge. Then Messenger a 2-run homer. Andy Perez a double, and then Bugarin an RBI single. Both Perez and Bugarin's balls barely got down in left and right field. Here comes the 1-0. There goes Bugarin. The throw from Perez is right on the money, and Bugarin is out. Bugarin caught stealing. It goes 2-4 on the caught stealing, and now 2 away. As the pitch to Huff was a ball, the count at 1-0. Bugarin, the way he looked back, I think he thought it was a hit and run or some kind of play on. As here's the pitch, and Huff, line drive, base hit. That's to center field. It will get down as Hill tries to bring it in. Huff going to test the arm, the throw, and Huff is out by a mile at second base. The Grizzlies, a couple base running miscues, ends the inning, but they score 4 runs on 5 hits, including a 2-run homer from Skyler Messenger. We had the top of the second. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50 available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the second inning. 4-0 Fresno leads San Jose. Anderson Pilar will take on Andrew Cachel here in the top of the second. Glad you could join us for Saturday Night Baseball Game 5 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting San Jose Giants. Pilar will come set. Here comes the first pitch to Cachel. It is called a strike on the outside part of the plate. The count at 0-1. Andrew Cachel batting .296, three homers, and .814 OPS. Here comes the pitch, and it is in the dirt. The count at 1-1. From Anderson Pilar, no record, no ERA. He is 6'2", 210 pounds. The right-hander making his 2023 Fresno debut. As that pitch runs outside, the count at 2-1. Added to the active roster today from the ACL, Grizzlies right-hander Connor Stain placed on the injured list, the 7-day injured list. Here comes the 2-1. Check swing from Cachel. He did go around. The count at 2-2. Pilar last year pitched at High A Spokane and was part of the Grizzlies 2021 roster. Here comes the 2-2 to Cachel. And it swung on and missed, and just like that, three strikeouts for Pilar. One away, and here comes Diego Velasquez, the switch-hitting shortstop, with one away here in the top of the second. Anderson Pilar is 25 years old, born on March 2nd, 1998. He's from Villa Isabella, Dominican Republic. Signed as an international and drafted free agent by the Rockies in 2015, his eighth professional season. As that is inside for a ball, the count at 1-0. Pilar, in his career, sports a 2.70 ERA over 273 and two-thirds innings. As that's a chopper, base hit to left field, right past the third baseman in Perez. And Velasquez has the first hit for San Jose with a single to left. So runner at first with one out, and here comes the DH and Anthony Rodriguez. Pilar has appeared in 167 games, making his 10th professional start. He made three of them so far this year with the ACL Rockies over seven appearances, going 2-0 with two holds and a 0.47 ERA. As that pitch is in the dirt, and Huff trying to find it, and now we'll look back the runner in Velasquez, who wasn't really sure what to do, the count at 1-0. In 19 innings this year, Pilar has allowed one earned run, 25 strikeouts. His last time out on June 30th at the ACL Diamondbacks Black, where he threw a no decision after four innings of work, four scoreless innings of work. Here comes the 1-0 to Rodriguez, and that is outside. The count at 2-0. He allowed three hits and three walks, struck out three as well, making his first appearance with Fresno, so his first start against San Jose and first appearance against the Giants this year. As that is swung on and missed, the count at 2-1. Good pitch, high and outside on Rodriguez, so the count at 2-1. Pilar last year spent all season with High A Spokane, going 5-3 with one save and a 4.16 ERA. Here comes the 2-1. It's fouled off. The count now at 2-2. And as we said, Pilar 6'2", 210 pounds, a force on the mound. With Spokane last year, tossed 62 and two-thirds innings. He fanned 59. And again, 30 games, 3 starts, going 5-3 with one save, a 4.16 ERA. Here comes the 2-2 outside, ball 3. Pilar, a little bit of injury trouble. So, starting with the ACL, now with Fresno, where he spent all season in 2021 with the Grizzlies, going 6-0 with one save and a 1.61 ERA. Here's a 3-2, and it swung on and missed. Down goes Rodriguez for the fourth punch out from Pilar. Two away, and here comes Dylan Rosario. So two outs now, runner at first. And here's Rosario, the third baseman. As Pilar now four strikeouts, and that one right there of Rodriguez, a great one. Here comes the pitch from Pilar, and that is a called strike. The count at 0-1. Now, when he was with the Grizzlies, he appeared in 33 games and made one start. And that was on August 8th against Visalia, in Visalia. There goes the runner, actually a fake by Velasquez, swung and missed by Rosario. It's quickly 0-2. And Pilar struck out a career-high 8 over five innings of work in a spot start after there was a smoke delay. The game went into delay, and the starter for the Grizzlies was already warming up. And so Pilar came in later, and the spot start worked perfectly for Fresno. Here's the 0-2 outside, and it gets away from Cody Huff. Right in front of him, up to second, is Velasquez. I believe that's a wild pitch from Pilar. It's a runner at second now with two outs. As Pilar looking for the punch out of Rosario. And Pilar, when he was with Fresno, his ERA led all Fresno pitchers with a minimum of 40 innings of work. That 1.61 ERA. Here comes the 1-2. There goes Velasquez for third. And no throw as it's called strike three on the inside part of the plate. Five punch-outs for Pilar through two scoreless innings. We head to the bottom of the second. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the second inning, 4-0, the Grizzlies lead the Giants. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. As the first pitch to Parker Kelly is inside from Seth Corey, the count at 1-0. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. As the 1-0 is in the air for a strike, the count at 1-1. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the second as we have a mound visit between Perez and Corey. Count 1-1 to Parker Kelly. Corey, appearing in his third game, no record for him. Prior to the past inning, had worked 7 1/3 innings. And the Grizzlies already getting to him for four runs so far here in the second. They had four runs in the bottom of the first. Now the eighth batter in the Fresno lineup and Parker Kelly at the plate. Here comes the 1-1 to him. And that's a breaking ball outside, just missing. The count at 2-1 here in the bottom of the second. So two balls, one strike. Here comes the pitch. And that's a high chopper to the shortstop, Velasquez. They throw it at first, and it is in time. Kelly just out by the skin of his teeth. It goes 6-3, one away. And here comes the left fielder, an E.J. Andrews Jr. Andrews Jr. last night was hit by a pitch, but that was the only time he reached base. Came in after Jake Snyder left the game with an injury after fouling a pitch off his lower leg. So here's E.J. Andrews Jr., and the first pitch runs outside. The count at 1-0. You're in the bottom of the second inning. And the Grizzlies already getting to their ninth batter in the lineup. San Jose has still not had their ninth batter bat yet. Here comes the pitch, and that's a called strike to Andrews Jr. The count at 1-1 from the left-hander in Seth Corey. Corey is 24 years old in his sixth professional season. Was selected in the third round of the 2017 draft by the Giants. Here comes the pitch, and that is a called strike on the inner part of the plate. The count at 1-2. It was the 96th overall selection and was added to San Jose's roster on June 25th this year. He previously had been pitching for the ACL Giants Orange and rookie ball on a minor league rehab assignment. Fly ball, center field. The center fielder in Hill racing back. He will make the catch just shy of the warning track for the second out. F8, two away, and here comes the shortstop in Dion Jorge. But Corey, when he was on minor league rehab assignment, pitched 10 2/3 scoreless innings over his four starts in the Complex League, 7 hits, 6 walks, 19 Ks, missed most of the 2022 season after undergoing surgery on his left shoulder, was limited to only 2 starts with Eugene in High A last year. As that's a ball inside to Jorge, the count at 1-0. Jorge a single, stolen base, and a run scored. Corey was ranked as the number 5 prospect in the Giants system by MLB.com. And that was in 2020. As that's a base hit to left field. Jorge now 2-for-2 with that single to left. Fresno now has 7 hits tonight. And here comes Bryant Betancourt. 91 miles per hour off the bat from Jorge. He's 2-for-2. And now Bryant Betancourt, who has an RBI single and a run scored, strides to the plate. But in 2020, Corey was the number 5 prospect in the Giants system, according to MLB.com. He was the South Atlantic League Pitcher of the Year in 2019 after going 9-3 with a 1.76 ERA. And we have the trainer, the pitching coach, and the manager right now talking to Corey, and they are going to take him out of the game under the trainer. That is not good, as the left-hander, who is coming off of shoulder injury, will leave the game. We'll be right back. We have a new pitcher here in the bottom of the second.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. We're still in the bottom of the second inning as Seth Corey leaves the game with an injury. The former Lone Peak High School product out of Utah leaves after 1 2/3 innings of work. But now the Grizzlies, who lead 4-0 over the Giants here in the bottom of the second, bring Bryant Betancourt to the plate. 2 outs, runner at first. Here's the pitch, and it is outside, and a check on Jorge back at first. The count at 1-0. To Bryant Betancourt, who's 1-for-1, an RBI single and a run scored, as Cameron Cotter takes over on the bump. He is appearing in his seventh game, a 1-0 record, a 3.75 ERA. Here's the pitch, and that is swung on and missed. The count at 1-1 to Bryant Betancourt from the right-hander and Cameron Cotter. Cotter, 24 years old, first professional season, was added to the Giants roster on June 3rd after signing as a free agent in May. As that pitch will get to the backstop, it doesn't hit Betancourt. Heading to third is Jorge. Here's the throw. It's offline, and Jorge is there. I believe that's a wild pitch allowing Jorge to second, and then he will get to third on the wild pitch. It might even be a stolen base wild pitch. Count of one ball and one strike now to Betancourt. We've seen it from Jorge multiple times already where he can advance multiple bases. A stolen base wild pitch is the ruling, and now Jorge is fourth stolen base since joining Fresno. As that pitch is a called strike, now 2-2 to Betancourt. That ball inside was ball two. So now two balls, two strikes, two outs. Runner at third. As the Grizzlies lead 4-0, looking to add on more runs. Here's the pitch. And that is a base hit down the right field line. Betancourt extra bases. He rounds first. Jorge will waltz home. Betancourt will stop at second. An RBI double. 5-0 Grizzlies. Bryant Betancourt now 2-for-2 with 2 RBI. Jorge scores for the second time. 2 outs still in the inning. And here comes Skylar Messenger. Second hit, a run as well. That run will go to Corey. So he will finish with 5 runs to his line. That hit goes to Cotter. Runner at second with 2 outs. And Messenger, who homered in the first inning, back to the dish. As Betancourt leads from second, still 2 outs. Here's the pitch, and Messenger sees a strike on the inside part of the plate. The count at 0-1. 8 hits for Fresno over 2 innings of play so far. They have 5 runs. Here's the 0-1, and Messenger in the dirt. And now a check on Betancourt, and he's back safely. The second baseman, Ramos, retrieving that ball from Perez. Betancourt took a big lead. Not known for his speed, Betancourt, but they will still check on him. The count at 1-1 now. As the Grizzlies, a 5-0 lead here in the bottom of the second. Here comes the pitch, and Messenger, another called strike on the inside part of the plate, and a little bit high as well. The count at 1-2. From Cameron Cotter, as you said, signed as a free agent in May of 2023. Here comes the 1-2, and that is swung on and missed, and Messenger down on strikes. Great breaking ball from Cotter, but not before Bryant Betancourt, an RBI double, scores Dion Jorge with 2 outs. 5-0 Fresno over 2 innings. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the third inning, 5-0 Fresno leads San Jose. Anderson Pilar will take on Jose Ramos, the 9-hitter in the Giants lineup. As the Grizzlies, 5 runs on 8 hits so far. As here comes the first pitch from Pilar, and it's a breaking ball inside. And actually might have been a fastball from Pilar. A lot of movement, though, at 90 miles per hour. The count at 1-0 to Ramos. As Pilar will come set, working out the stretch. Here comes the pitch from the 6-2 right-hander. And it swung on and missed. The count at 1-1. We're talking about Anderson Pilar back in 2021 when he spent all season with the Fresno Grizzlies. Went 6-0 with one save, a 1.61 ERA. He appeared in 33 games, one start, as that pitch is inside, the count at 2-1. His lone start was on August 8th, 2021, where he struck out a career-high 8 over 5 innings of work and a spot start at Visalia. Here comes the 2-1, fly ball to right field. It will go foul. The count now at 2-2. And the reason for his spot start was a smoke delay took the starting pitcher out of the equation for Fresno, so Pilar took the reins and he dominated in that outing. At a career-high 8 Ks, here's the 2-2, and that's a ground ball to the shortstop, Jorge. Jorge, the throw to first, a dig by Bencourt, and it's in time for the out. Ramos is out, it goes 6-3. One away, and here comes the center fielder, Turner Hill, who walked on 4 pitches back in the first. But also in 2021 for Pilar, his ERA led all Fresno pitchers with a minimum of 40 innings worked. His 6 innings were tied for the most by a Grizzlies pitcher, or his 6 wins were tied for the most, as here's a high chopper to the shortstop, Jorge. It's going to be a tough throw, and it's offline as Turner Hill will beat it out. That was going to be a tough play in general in the slow chopper that got over the third baseman Perez's head, and Jorge did the best he could there. Should be a single for Hill. One out runner at first, and here's Alexander Suarez, who struck out looking back in the first. Pilar began the season with an 11-game scoreless streak after 13-1/3 innings from May 5th to June 11th. As that runs outside, the count at 1-0. It is a single for Hill. But Anderson Pilar, a career 2.70 ERA over 273 2/3 innings. Only his 10th start in his career. That is a check swing. Did he go around? He did not. The count now at 2-0 here to Suarez. Pilar, in 2019, spent all year with rookie ball Grand Junction, making 24 appearances out of the bullpen. Went 3-3 with a 3.93 ERA. Here comes the 2-0, and that is a check swing called a strike. The count now at 2-1. He hurled 34 1/3 frames, striking out 32, and his 24 appearances were second not only on the club, but in the Pioneer League, posting a 1.64 ERA. That swung on and missed. Now 2-2 to Suarez. He spent his first 3 seasons in the DSL between DSL Rockies and DSL Colorado, going 96 combined innings, punching out 80 batters. Here's the pitch. That's in the dirt. The count now at 3-2 from Pilar. In 2018, he went a combined 3-4 with a 1.55 ERA between each of the DSL teams, and his 33 outings were the second most in the Dominican League. Here comes the 3-2 now to Suarez, and that's a ground ball. It's going to be 2. Jorge over to Baylor. 2 first and not in time. Suarez beats it out. The speedster in Suarez stops the double play. A fielder's choice will go 6-4 for the fielder's choice. So 2 outs now. And here's Matt Higgins, who grounded out back in the first inning. Now Pilar in 2017 logged 28 relief appearances, the most on the club, and tied for the third most in the league. Allowed 1 run over his last 16 appearances. Here's the pitch inside. Count at 1-0. There's a fielder's choice, 6-4 on the putout. And then in 2016, he started 2 games to begin the year before transitioning into a reliever. Here comes the 1-0 from Pilar. And that's a fly ball to center field. Jesus Bouguerin is going to be into the shallow center field. And there's the shortstop, Jorge. He will make the catch. That ball was a lot closer in than we expected. And that will end the inning. Pilar, three scoreless innings of work. We head to the bottom of the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live. The only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at chuckchanseygold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the third inning, 5-0 Fresno leads San Jose as Jamari Baylor will stride to the plate, 0-1 with a strikeout. Here comes the pitch from Cameron Cotter. Fly ball center field. Here goes the center fielder Hill. He ranges back towards the warning track and will make the catch for the first out. A long first out as Baylor is retired, and here comes the third baseman, Andy Perez, a double and a run scored in his first at-bat. Whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. As that's a line drive to center field, Turner Hill right there again, and two quick outs to Hill. As here comes Jesus Bouguerin, an RBI single back in the first inning. Again, they have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. Here comes the pitch to Bouguerin, swung on and missed, the count at 0-1. We'd like to thank Express Furniture Rental for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the third. As here comes the 0-1 to Bouguerin. And a chopper to the third baseman. Tough play. The throw to first, and it is in time. And Cameron Cotter, a 1-2-3 bottom of the third. We had the fourth. Grizzlies lead 5-0. You're listening to them on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and SPY 223.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light, you might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the fourth inning, 5-0 Fresno leads San Jose. Manco Abbott and Lou Pervone's apartment homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Lou Pervone's is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1- and 2-bedroom apartments. Visit their website at leprovenceapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. Manco Abbott and Lou Pervone's apartment homes, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fourth. First pitch is inside to O'Neill Perez. The count at 1-0 from Anderson Pilar. Here on the top of the fourth inning is the Grizzlies lead 5-0 over the Giants. A 4-pitch bottom of the third. As the Grizzlies went down in order, as that pitch is high to Perez. The count now at 2 balls and no strikes. Here on July 8th, we are a day away from the last game of the series and the All-Star break right around the corners. That's a fly ball out to shallow left field. Racing is Andrews Jr. He will reach up and make the catch. Perez now 0-for-2 with that fly out. And here comes Andrew Cachel 0-for-1. A strikeout swinging back in the second. Here in the top of the fourth. Tonight we had the Futures game. We'll give you an update a little bit later in the contest. Former Fresno Grizzly outfielder Yankiel Fernandez, the sole representative for the Rockies in the game, was not in the starting lineup, but it did sound like he did get a hit in his first at-bat. As here comes the 1-0 to Cachel. And it's a high chopper to the second baseman. Baylor, the diving play to first. He made it. What a play from Baylor. Ranging out, he makes the play. 2 away. 4-3. As Baylor, what a play in shallow right field. The dive by Cachel. 2 outs. So now here's Velasquez, a single back in the second inning. Here's the pitch, and that is high for a ball. The count at 1-0. Jamari Baylor ranging and makes the play. We've seen the power on the offensive side. Now we can see the glove from the former Philadelphia Philly. As that is swung on a miss by Velasquez, the count at 1-1. Catcher Cody Huff approving of that pitch from Pilar. 1-1. 5-0 Fresno leads San Jose here in the fourth. Here comes the 1-1. And Pilar will step off and get some new signs from his catcher. 2 outs here in the fourth. Here's the pitch, and that is just outside. And the count now at 2-0. Military Appreciation Night. Great crowd on hand for Saturday night baseball here at Chuck Chancey Park. Game 5 of 6 between California League North Division foes. As that is high, the count now at 3-1 to Velasquez. Tomorrow night, a 5:05 p.m. first pitch to wrap up this series. Here comes the 3-1, and that's a high fly ball, and it will drift foul. The count now at 3-2. Come join us for pregame catch on the field. That will start at 4:05 p.m. to 4:35 p.m. Grab a friend, grab a family member. Come grab me. We'll come play catch on the field from 4:05 p.m. to 4:35 p.m. As that pitch runs outside. Now a walk to Velasquez. A 2-out walk. Velasquez has reached base both times. Second walk for Pilar. And here comes Anthony Rodriguez. It's also a Save Mart Sunday, and kids were on the bases with free ice cream from Producer's Dairy. That is tomorrow, Sunday, July 9th, game 6 of this 6-game series before the All-Star break. Here comes the pitch from Pilar. And that is foul tipped into the glove. The count at 0-1. And the Grizzlies will head on the road for three games in Lake Elsinore before returning back to Chancy Park to take on the Modesto Nuts. First time Modesto will play in Fresno this season. As that is just outside. Pilar just missing. The count at 1-1. We'll have a great weekend of fun when Modesto comes in town. Make sure you grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. You also can come down to the Chancy Park box office to purchase your tickets, as that is fouled off. The count at 1-2. You can also give us a call or email our members. And one of our representatives will help you out. Secure your tickets to come watch your Fresno Grizzlies, who have the best record in the California League right now, not only overall, but in the second half. Here comes the 1-2, and that is flown foul. We'll do it again with the same count. The Grizzlies trying to make the postseason and meet the San Jose Giants, who clinched the first half best record. Now San Jose in last place here in the second half, but a very dangerous team. Here comes the 1-2, and that is outside. Gets off the glove of Huff, and staying at first base is Velasquez. But the Grizzlies would love to have your support. A lot of great promotions expected for the rest of this season, from guest appearances to fun for the whole family. A lot of in-game entertainment. We've had great in-game entertainment so far tonight. Kids in big unis, for instance. Something for everyone. This ballpark, one of the best, if not the best, in all of baseball. Here comes the 2-2 from Pilar to Rodriguez. And that is just outside. The count full now. As Pilar starts walking off, the count full. And that means Velasquez, the runner at first, will take off here. With two outs here in the top of the fourth. 5-0, Fresno leads San Jose. Pilar comes set. And they will actually go check on Velasquez, and Pilar went to pick off, and no one was there at first base, and Velasquez will take second base. So Pilar went to pick over on the 3-2, and the first baseman in Betancourt wasn't there. He was playing off of Velasquez. And so up to second base goes Velasquez. Runner at second now with two outs. Here comes another 3-2 to Rodriguez. And it is outside, ball four, and Pilar just missing once again. So Rodriguez draws the walk. Back-to-back walks with two outs. Third walk for Pilar. And with two away, here's Dylan Rosario, who struck out looking back in the second. And I think Pilar a little bit frustrated on the mound, not getting a couple calls. That's a right-hander trying to get out of this frame. We're talking promotions, talking in-game entertainment. Well, a lot of amenities here at Chancy Park. From our Fresno Social out in left field and our Splash Park in right field, presented by Community Medical Centers. That is swung on and missed. The count at 0-1. Come check out the new playing surface for the 25th season of Grizzlies baseball. Our big video board. New lights, new sound system. As we said, something for everyone here when it comes to promotions. Here's the 0-1, and that is just low and outside. The count at 1-1 as the home plate umpire Spencer Kim, a little bit of a squeeze right now to Pilar. By the way, it was a balk a little bit earlier for Velasquez to get to second. Here's the pitch, and it is a called strike. The count at 1-2, very similar spots from the previous pitch, now 1-2. As Pilar will come set, he's worked out the stretch this whole evening. Here's the 1-2, and that is a fly ball to shallow right field. Is anyone going to get there for Fresno? It will go foul. Just out of the reach of the first baseman Betancourt and the right fielder Kelly. Baylor, the second baseman, also right there. And the count will stay the same at 1-2 to Rosario, who's batting .234 with two homers. Rosario in his second season with San Jose, a very dangerous Giants lineup, led by hitting coach Travis Ishikawa, who will join us on the pregame show tomorrow. So make sure you tune in for that. That will be a lot of fun. One ball, two strikes. Pilar looking to get out of this inning unscathed. Here comes the 1-2 to Rosario. And it's a high chopper to the shortstop, Jorge, who will go the short way to second. Baylor is there, and Rodriguez couldn't get there in time. It will end the inning. Anderson Pilar, four scoreless innings, and the Grizzlies lead 5-0. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guides, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, bad all over the world tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the fourth inning, 5-0 the Grizzlies lead the Giants. Cameron Cotter back on for another inning of work as Cody Huff will stride to the plate, 1-for-1 with a single. He tried stretching that single out to a double and was thrown out back in his first at-bat. As that's a ground ball foul. The count at 0-1 as the third base coach and the Grizzlies bench coach and Cesar Galvez makes the play. The Grizzlies first base coach is manager Steve Solis. Here in the bottom of the fourth, Cody Huff, a seventh-round draft pick out of Stanford by the Rockies in 2022. That pitch is low. The count of 1-1. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies. Here's the 1-1. That is fouled off. The count of 1-2. Go to Wyndham Hotels and Resorts' website to learn how to book your next day. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts has new amenities at a great low price, and they're waiting for you, the weary traveler. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fourth. Count is 1-2 to Cody Huff. Here comes the pitch from Cotter, and it is low and outside. The count at 2-2. Here in the bottom of the fourth. As the Grizzlies lead 5-0, a four-run first inning for Fresno. Here comes the 2-2, and that is a line drive, one bouncer, as the second baseman's throw Ramos to first in time. I didn't know if the first baseman or the pitcher and Cotter touched it. Either way, Huff is retired. One away, and here comes the right fielder in Parker Kelly. Kelly 0-for-1, he ground out his first time up. But the Grizzlies, their four runs in the first inning are tied for their highest scoring first inning this season. The last time they scored four runs was on April 21st at Rancho Cucamonga as Kelly puts down a perfect bunt down the third baseline and Cotter had no play. Kelly, the perfect bunt. It's a single and it's a one out single, bunt single for Parker Kelly. The skill to put it down and the speed to get to first. Nine hits for the Grizzlies. And here's E.J. Andrews Jr. 0-for-1. As Cotter took over for Corey, who left the game with an injury. And the first pitch is low. The count at 1-0. The Grizzlies trying to extend their lead here in the bottom of the fourth. Here comes the 1-0. And that's a high pop-up. That's going to drift into foul territory. The first baseman, Cachol, is there, and he will put it away for the second out. Two outs now, and here comes Dion Jorge. Two for two, two singles, two stolen bases, and two runs scored. As the bullpen now starting to get loose down there for Fresno. Looks like a right-hander starting to head down there for the Grizzlies. As that pitch is outside, the count of 1-0 to Jorge. Good breaking ball on the outside from Cotter. Cotter, 6'3", 220 pounds. From Greensboro, North Carolina. Here's the 1-0, and that's in the dirt. Check on Kelly. He's back safely. Count now at two balls and no strikes to Jorge. He's batting 333 now with an 802 OPS. As the Grizzlies and the Giants continuing their series tonight. Here comes the 1-0, and that is line foul. The count now at one ball and one strike here at Chukchansey Park. It is 324 feet to left field, 385 to left center, 400 to dead center. And then down the right field line, 335. As here comes the 2-1 to Jorge. There goes Kelly. A high pop-up. That is in no man's land. Who's it going to be? No one sees it, and it drops. And Jorge is stuck at second base, and that will end the inning. Jorge tried to get to second initially, and the base running miscue ends the inning, and the Grizzlies come up empty in the fourth. We had the fifth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chukchansey Park. Top of the fifth inning, 5-0 Fresno leads San Jose as Anderson Pilar looking to tie his career high in innings pitch as Jose Ramos will lead things off. Ramos 0-for-1, a ground out back in the first at bat as he fouls that pitch off to count it 0-1. And on that Jorge play back in the fourth inning, they are ruling it a single. So Jorge now 3-for-3. It was the second hit of the inning for Fresno, their 10th overall. That pitch is fouled off, 0-2. So 10 hits now for the Grizzlies. And then Andrew Cachol threw to the shortstop and Velasquez, 3-6 on the putout. And Jorge was retired to end the inning. As that pitch goes foul, 0-2 still to Ramos. Parker Kelly, the other runner in that inning, was left stranded. So in that inning for Fresno, no runs. They had two hits, no errors, and left one on base. As that pitch is inside, the count at 1-2. 5-0 Fresno here in the top of the fifth. As the Grizzlies Playing good baseball so far. They hope to keep it up. As here comes the 1-2 from Pillar, who comes set the belt. Here's the pitch, and that is swung on and missed. Pillar picks up his sixth strikeout tonight as Ramos down on strikes. One away, and here comes the center fielder in Turner Hill. A walk and single for Hill, so one for one tonight. And Pillar, for the most part this evening, has had great success, except against Hill and Velasquez, who both have a hit and a walk, as that will be a base hit to left field. Turner Hill has reached base three times. He's now two for two. Third hit for San Jose. And here comes Alexander Suarez, 0 for 2, a fielder's choice back in the third inning. The Grizzlies and the Giants continuing their six-game series tonight here at Chukchansey Park. The fourth of five series between the clubs in 2023, and the last set here in Fresno. Here's the pitch to Suarez, and that is a ground ball softly hit to the second baseman Baylor. One play, it's the first, and it's in time to get the speedy Suarez. Hill up to second, it goes 4-3. Two outs now, and here comes Matt Higgins, 0-2, a pop-up in his last at-bat. The Grizzlies have won 17 of their 30 meetings between the clubs last year, and swept the Giants in the divisional series 2-0. Overall, Fresno is 43-36 all-time against the Giants since 2021. 10-9 this year, with a 2-3 mark in the postseason against San Jose. Here's the pitch to Higgins, and it's a fly ball to center field. Bouguereau racing back. He's at the wall. He reaches up, and he makes the catch as he bumps into the wall. And that ends the inning. Anderson Pillar has tied his career high with five scoreless innings. We have the bottom of the fifth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chukchansey Park. Bottom of the fifth inning, 5-0 Grizzlies lead the Giants, as Bryant Betancourt will lead things off against the new San Jose pitcher, right-hander Julio Rodriguez takes over. Second pitcher out of the Giants' pen, here's the pitch, and Betancourt sees a called strike. The count at 0-1. Betancourt 2-for-2, a double, 2 RBI, and a run scored. And now takes on Rodriguez. Here comes the 0-1 to Betancourt. And that's a line drive. Base hit to right field. Past the outstretched glove of the jumping second baseman in Ramos. A base hit. Betancourt now 3-for-3. The 11th hit for Fresno. And here comes Skyler Messenger. 1-for-2. A two-run homer back in the first inning. His third homer in a row, three straight games with a homer for Messenger, fourth of the series for Messenger. So now runner at first with no outs. Here comes the pitch from Rodriguez. And that is a called strike on the outside part of the plate. The count hit 0-1. Brian Bennecourt, by the way, with that third hit, has now tied a career high in hits. Here comes the 0-1. And Messenger inside, the count of 1-1. Breaking ball there from Rodriguez. Third time we've seen him in this series. He picked up the loss on Tuesday after allowing a balk to score the winning run. Here comes the 1-1 to Messenger. And that is fouled off. The count now at 1-2 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Glad you could join us for Military Appreciation Night in between innings. A big thank you to all of our military in the crowd this evening. And everyone listening at home, thank you. If you're in the military, thank you for your service. And if you're out of the military now, thank you for serving. Here comes the 1-2, and that is fouled off by Messenger. We'll do it again. I'm from Colorado Springs, Colorado. Grew up right near the Air Force Academy. A lot of friends I went to school with. Went into the military. Had a lot of neighbors that served. My grandparents both served as well. Here comes the 1-2 to Messenger. And that is swung on and missed. A good breaking ball. Messenger down on strikes. First strikeout for Rodriguez. Third overall for San Jose. One out runner at first. And here's Jamari Baylor 0-2. He flew out his last time up. Again, a big thank you to all of our military that are tuning in or also here at the ballpark. Again, thank you for your service and allowing us to be here safely today. As the first pitch is inside to Baylor, the count at 1-0. Right-hander Braxton Hyde starts to get loose down in the Grizzlies' pen. Here comes the 1-0 to Baylor, and he fouls it off. The count now at 1-1. As the Grizzlies and Giants continuing their series tonight, the fourth of five series, the teams will meet up one more time in Excite Ballpark in San Jose. That will be back in August. The Grizzlies 10-9 this year against San Jose, 43-36 all time against the Giants. A check swing, did he go around? He did not. The count now at 2-1. Here at Chachansky Park, as we said, 324 to left field, 385 to left center, 400 to dead center, 320 or 335 down the right field line, that short porch. Here comes the 2-1, and that is outside. 3-0. Out in left center field, you'll have that grassy berm, about 385 feet. The pool as well, and our big video board that was installed a few years ago out there. We have a manual scoreboard out in right center field. Here comes the 3-1, and that's a line drive base hit as he gets past the diving shortstop in Velasquez, and Baylor has his first hit of the game. Bennecourt up to second. Second hit of the inning for Fresno. They now have 12 hits. And here comes Andy Perez, 1-for-2, a double and a run. And for the Grizzlies, everyone but one batter in their lineup has a base hit. And we're only in the fifth inning. The Grizzlies' most hits in a game so far, 18 this season. But now runners at first and second with one out for Andy Perez. The Grizzlies, 6 hits in the first. They've had multiple hits in the second, fourth, and fifth now. Here comes the pitch to Andy Perez. And he will shatter his bat, a broken bat. The underhand toss to the pitcher covering from the first baseman. Cachel is in time. That was scary. A shattered bat goes flying towards the second baseman in Ramos, who had to get away from that. Up to third, Bennecourt. Up to second, Baylor. It goes 3-1. 2 outs now, and here's Jesus Bouguerin, who's 1-for-2, an RBI single back in the first inning. As Bouguerin looking to add on a couple runs. Here comes the pitch to him. And that is inside. The count at 1-0 to Bouguerin. With Cody Huff on deck here in the bottom of the fifth. Here comes the 1-0 to Bouguerin. And that's a line drive to left center field, and that ball will get down. That will split the gaps as Boo Guerin has a 2-RBI single, 7-0 Fresno. Boo Guerin, 3-RBI on 2 singles tonight. It scores Baylor. It scores Bennecourt, who now has 2 runs. Baylor comes in to score as well. That is the 3rd single this inning, 2 hits as well. 7-0 Fresno, runner at first with 2 outs. Here's Cody Huff, who has a single. Here comes the pitch from Rodriguez. And that is low. The count at 1-0. If the Grizzlies didn't have a couple base running miscues, this game could be 10, maybe even more to nothing. But the Grizzlies will take it right now. 7 runs on 13 hits. Here comes the 1-0 to Cody Huff. And that is a called strike. The count at 1-1. Parker Kelly on deck. He had a bunt single in his last at-bat. So 1-1. Here comes the pitch. And it's going to hit Cody Huff right in the backside. That does not feel good. Up to second, Boo Guerin. Huff hit by the pitch. First and second, 2 outs, and here's Parker Kelly. The Grizzlies have done a little bit of everything correct offensively. As now, Perez going to give some signs with runners at first and second and 2 outs to Parker Kelly, who's 1-for-2. And the Grizzlies trying to add more runs here in the 5th inning. The 5th inning, now their 2nd most productive inning this year. 69 runs scoring here in the 5th inning this year. Here's the pitch, and Kelly swinging a miss. The count at 0-1 from Rodriguez. Good fastball from the 6'3", 180-pound Cuban. No balls, 1 strike. Here comes the pitch to Kelly. And Kelly inside. The count at 1-1. E.J. Andrews Jr. on deck. He is the only Grizzlies batter to not have a single or anything more. Everyone else has at least 1 hit tonight for Fresno. Here comes the 1-1 to Kelly, and it is going to hit Kelly as well. That was near in the shoulder, maybe elbow. Kelly up to first on the hit by pitch. Boo Guerin to second, or Boo Guerin to third, Huff to second. 2nd hit by pitch for Rodriguez here in the inning. So bases loaded, 2 outs, and Andrews Jr. to the plate 0-for-2. So Kelly at first, a hit by pitch. Huff at second, a hit by pitch. Here's the pitch to Andrews Jr., and he fouls that one off to count at 0-1. Boo Guerin, the runner at third, he singled. Here comes the 0-1 to Andrews Jr. And that is outside. The count at 1-1. Bases loaded, 2 outs as the Grizzlies looking to extend their 7-0 lead here in the 5th inning. 13 hits already for the Grizzlies. Here comes the 1-1 to Andrews Jr. And that is swung on and missed. Good pitch down the zone by Rodriguez. The count at 1-2. Rodriguez signed as an international free agent in 2018. Pitched last year with the San Jose Giants. So 1-2, 2 outs. Bases still loaded. Ducks on the pond. Here comes the pitch to Andrews Jr. And it's inside, and it almost hit him as well. The count 2-2. Dion Jorge on deck. This is the 8th batter this inning for Fresno. Here comes the 2-2 to Andrews Jr. And that is swung on and missed, and that will end the inning. But the Grizzlies scored 2 more runs thanks to a 2-RBI single from Jesus Boo Guerin. 7-0 Fresno as we head to the 6th. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guides, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring
low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5 2023.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri. They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Here's the pitch from Braxton Hyde. It is high. The count now at 2-0 to O'Neill Perez. Here comes the 2-0, and that is a ground ball to the second baseman Baylor. He gobbles it up over to first in time. It goes 4-3. And Perez is retired as Baylor over to Betancourt. Braxton Hyde will take over for Anderson Pilar. 5 scoreless innings for Pilar. That ties his career high in innings pitched. Now in his Grizzlies career, both of his starts, 5 innings. He allowed 3 hits and 3 walks. He struck out 6. So now here's Braxton Hyde, and that's a called strike to Andrew Cachel, who's 0-2. One out here in the top of the 6th inning. Braxton Hyde, 6'3", 195 pounds. As that goes foul, and the count now at no balls and 2 strikes. The righty in Braxton Hyde. Here comes the 0-2, and that is outside. The count at 1-2. And we want to give a big hello to Ralph Hyde and Billy Don, who are listening tonight. All related to Mr. Braxton Hyde as he strikes out Cachel for the second out. That is the first strikeout for Hyde, second out of the inning. Here's Diego Velasquez, 1-1, a walk and a single here in the top of the 6th inning. Get ready for an electrifying experience at Chuck Chancey Gold's 2023 Sounds of Summer Concert Series. On July 29th, George Thorogood and the Destroyers Battle Over the World Tour, 50 Years of Rock, will be performing. Secure your tickets now. Go to ChuckChanceyGold.com. You must be 21. Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino, 24 Karat Fun. As that pitch runs outside, the count now at 1-1 to Velasquez. We'd like to thank Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the 6th. Here comes the pitch, and it's outside. Count now at 2-0 from Braxton Hyde, who's from Liberal, Kansas, 22 years old. A 14th round draft pick by the Rockies in 2022. Here's the pitch, swung on and missed. The count at 2-2. Hyde went to Butler Community College before being drafted by the Rockies. A hard-throwing right-hander. Here comes the 2-2 now to Diego Velasquez. Here comes the 2-2, and that is fouled off. We'll do it again with the same count. Great night of fun, military appreciation night here at Chuck Chancey Park. Nice crowd, beautiful stadium, great evening. Here's the pitch, and that is swung on and missed. Braxton Hyde, a 1-2-3 inning with two strikeouts. We head to the bottom of the sixth. The Grizzlies lead 7-0. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the sixth inning, 7-0. Fresno leads San Jose. Julio Rodriguez will take on Dion Jorge, who's 3-for-3 tonight with two runs scored. He's also stolen two bases. The Fresno Grizzlies would like to thank Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair for providing tonight's press box food. Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair is conveniently located in front of the Fashion Fair Mall on Shaw Avenue and is ready to serve Grizzlies fans Monday through Saturday from 6:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. We look forward to serving you at Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair. Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies and tonight's Press Box Food. As that pitch runs outside, the count at 1-0 to Dion Jorge from Julio Rodriguez. Again, we'd like to thank Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the sixth. Here's the pitch to Jorge inside. It gets away from the catcher Perez. The count at 2-0. As the Grizzlies have a 7-0 lead over the Giants, trying to win the series over San Jose. Here comes the 2-0, and that's a high fly ball into center field. Turner Hill is there, and he will make the catch as that ball glided all the way to right center for the first out, and Jorge is retired for the first time tonight, F8. So one out. And here comes Bryant Betancourt, 3-for-3, a double, two RBI, and two runs scored for Betancourt. Already tied a career high in hits. Here comes the first pitch to Betancourt, and he will take a pitch outside for a ball to count it 1-0. As the Grizzlies lead the Giants 7-0. Here comes the 1-0, and that is a check swing, and Betancourt was more trying to get out of the way on that one. The count of 1-1. Good pitch on the inside part of the plate, and Betancourt trying to get out of the way could not hold up. Count at 1-1. Jamari Baylor, a little bit of a laugh at Betancourt's expense from the dugout. Here comes the 1-1 to Betancourt. And that is outside. The count now at 2-0. So 2-1. There is one out here in the bottom of the sixth. Here comes the 2-1, and that is outside. Now 3-1 to Betancourt. Betancourt looking to reach base for a fourth time. Batting 256, one homer, 677 OPS. Here comes the 3-1, and Betancourt high chopper to the first baseman, Cajol, and he will step right on the bag. Probably 1 inch away from that first base back, two outs now. It goes 3 unassisted, and here comes Skyler Messenger. 1-for-3, a 2-run homer back in the first inning. His third straight game going deep, which is tied for the longest streak of home runs in a row with Jesus Bugarin. Now Messenger, four homers in this series. Here's the pitch, and he swings and misses the count at 0-1. As Messenger has struck out his last two times up, so 1-for-3. But he's got 9 homers this year, which is now second on the team, and the most by any current Grizzly. Ryan Ritter's in high Spokane at 18. Here's the 0-1 to Messenger, and a ground ball foul, and it's quickly 0-2. Good play by someone in the San Jose Giants dugout. Count remains at 0-2. Stay tuned for scores around the California League. We'll also give you an update on the futures game between the AL and the NL. And we'll also give you a score of the Rockies. We'll also keep you updated with what's going on for the draft and Major League Baseball All-Star game coming up this week. Here comes the 0-2, and that is fouled off by Messenger. We'll do it again with the same count. Both teams getting ready for their All-Star break. There is no California League All-Star game, so a couple days off for both teams. The Grizzlies will head to Lake Elsinore after a couple days off for a 3-game series at the Diamond. As here comes the 0-2, and that's a line drive caught by the shortstop, Velasquez, who did not even have to move. A 1-2-3 inning for Rodriguez as we head to the top of the 7th, 7-0 Grizzlies. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the 7th inning, 7-0 Fresno leads San Jose as Braxton Hyde back on the bump to take on Anthony Rodriguez 0-for-1 with a walk. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled off. The count at 0-1, and we promised you some scores. Let's start with the futures game, where the NL defeated the AL 5-0. The NL scoring 2 runs in the second, 3 more in the 6th inning. They had 5 total hits while the AL had 6. The winning pitcher is Abel, a prospect in the Philly system, 1-0. The loss to Klein, 0-1. As that pitch runs outside to Rodriguez, the count now at 2 balls and a strike. And the lone Rockies player is former Fresno Grizzly outfielder Yankiel Fernandez. As that ball is flown foul, the count at 2-2. And Fernandez went 1-for-2 with a run scored. Came in as the right fielder, went 1-for-2 with a run scored. So congratulations to the former Fresno Grizzly outfielder in Yankiel Fernandez. That pitch also flown foul, 2-2 still. But Fernandez holds the Grizzlies' record for most single-season RBI with 109, the number 3 prospect in the Rockies system, now in Double-A Hartford. So congratulations to Fernandez in the NL for winning the futures game as the 2-2 is outside. The count now at 3 balls and 2 strikes, and it's one of the many events that will happen during the MLB All-Star Weekend. Here comes the 3-2, and that is fouled off, and we'll do it again at the same count as Luis Moreno starts to get loose down in the Giants' pen, number 40. 3 balls and 2 strikes to Rodriguez. The home run derby coming up. You also have the MLB All-Star game itself. The home run derby, I know a lot of people are rooting for Mookie Betts, but I will be rooting for the polar bear in Pete Alonso. Just great raw power from Alonso. Here comes the 3-2 ground ball to Baylor. Baylor scoops it up over to first in time. It goes 4-3. And Rodriguez is retired for the first out. Hyde, 4 batters and 4 outs. And here comes Dylan Rosario, 0-2. Then you have the MLB All-Star game as well, too, where there'll be 3 former Fresno Grizzlies. All were a part of the Houston Astros affiliation. Headlined, of course, by left-hander Framber Valdez. Here's the pitch, and that is a called strike. The count at 0-1. We've seen a lot of guys being exchanged because of injury, so a lot of new guys being added. We'll see a lot of familiar faces. We'll also see a lot of newcomers. That pitch sky to right center field, ranging back to the right fielder, and catching on the run is Parker Kelly for the second out. Two away, and here comes Jose Ramos, who's 0-2. And the whole weekend at T-Mobile Park in Seattle should be a great couple of days. There's also, of course, the Celebrity All-Star Game, and one of my favorites, Jenny Finch, will be pitching in it, as always. 0-1. Always a lot of fun when you see Jenny Finch strike out the odds of Albert Pujols to even the best in David Ortiz. So it should be a lot of fun to watch that. Here comes the 0-1. Swung on a miss. Now 0-2. So the All-Star weekend right around the corner. And again, no All-Star game in the California League. These teams will enjoy a couple days off. Here comes the 0-2, and that is swung on and missed. Braxton Hyde, 2 clean innings. He's got 3 strikeouts. We head to the stretch. The Grizzlies lead 7-0. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guides, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
Stretch time here at downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. 7-0 Fresno leads San Jose as Jamari Baylor, who's 1-for-3, will step up to the plate as we have a couple defensive changes as well for San Jose. Here comes the pitch to Baylor. That's a line drive toward right field, and it will go foul. The count at 0-1. Luis Moreno, the new pitcher for the Giants. He takes over for Julio Rodriguez. And again, we'll give you the other changes here in a bit. Here comes the 0-1 to Baylor. And it will hit him, and that is the third hit by pitch right in the back for Baylor. So Fresno, another hit by pitch. Runner at first, no one down. And here comes Andy Perez, who's 1-for-3. A double and a run. So Matt Higgins will move from left field to first base. So Higgins is now in for Andrew Cachel, who we saw limping a little bit earlier after trying to make a play on the Jorge pop-up on the infield. Here comes the 0-1 to Perez, and it's swung on and missed. Now 0-1, or actually it's 0-1 now to Perez, excuse me. And then in left field now, batting fifth for Andrew Cachel, is the left fielder in P.J. Hilson. As that is a line drive base hit to right or to left center field. Baylor will stop at second. And Andy Perez now 2-for-4. So Perez the single. Up to second goes Baylor. Fresno continues to hit tonight. 14 hits now. First and second, no outs. And here's Jesus Bugarin. 2-for-3 with 3 RBI. As the Grizzlies trying to add on to their lead. As now, the catcher and Perez giving some signs. But P.J. Hilson will take over. He wears number 18. As here comes the pitch from Moreno. And that's a little blooper in a shallow center field, and it will get down. Baylor will stop at third. He will be sent home late, and Hill throws offline. Baylor scores standing up. 8-0 Fresno, and Jesus Bugarin has 4 RBI on 3 hits. Baylor was held up initially. The third base coach, Galvez, said, no, you're going to score right here, and he does. Up to second goes Perez. Bugarin now. Another RBI single. That is the second hit of the inning and a run as well. Here's Cody Huff now. 1-for-2. A single and a hit by pitch. Runners at first and second. No one down. Here's the pitch. And it's a called strike on the inside part of the plate. The count at 0-1. As the Grizzlies now lead 8-0 here in the seventh. Here's the pitch, and that is outside. The count now at 1-1. As the Giants trying to find something here against a relentless Grizzlies team tonight. Here's the pitch to Cody Huff, and he swings and misses. Good fastball on the outside part of the plate for Moreno. The count now at 1-2. Here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Glad you could join us. Here comes the 1-2 to Cody Huff. And that is in the dirt. The count now at 2-2. As the Grizzlies lead 8-0 here in the bottom of the seventh. Stay tuned for scores around the California League. We'll also give you an update on the Rockies score a little bit earlier against the Giants. Here comes the pitch from Moreno. Fly ball, left field. Did Huff get all of it? Way back to the left fielder, and he will make the catch on the run. Up to third base goes Perez, and Huff just missed a homer. A long first out as Hilson makes the play just into the game. So one out, runners now at the corners, and here comes Parker Kelly, who's 1-for-2 with a hit by pitch. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. As that pitch is in the dirt, the count at 1-0 to Kelly. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. Here's the 1-0 to Kelly, outside, 2-0 now. Here in the bottom of the seventh inning, we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Here comes the 2-0 now from Moreno to Kelly. And that swung on a miss. The count now at 2-1 as Javier Ramos, number 29, starts to get loose down in the Fresno pen. as the Grizzlies lead 8-0. It started with Anderson Pilar, 5 scoreless innings, and the offense has not let up as that is swung on and missed. Now 2-2. 4 runs in the first inning on 6 hits for Fresno. They scored a run in the 5th, 2 more in the 5th, and now a run here in the 7th inning where the Grizzlies have scored 38% of their runs. The 7th inning, their most runs scored, 74 total runs, looking to add on more here. Here comes the pitch to Kelly, and he swings and misses. Good pitch there from Moreno. It is a punch out, second out of the inning. And here comes E.J. Andrews Jr. with 2 away, runners at the corners. Andrews Jr., 0-for-3, he is the only Grizzlies batter to not notch a hit yet. 3 players so far for Fresno have 3 hits. Here's the pitch to Andrews Jr. That's a called strike. The count at 0-1. Jesus Bugarin leading the way with 4 RBI. Messenger has 2. Bencourt has 2 as well. Here comes the 0-1. And that's a check swing. Did he go around? He did not. The count now at 1-1. As the Grizzlies trying to add more runs here, they lead 8-0. Here comes the pitch, and that is swung on and missed. Good fastball on the outside part of the plate. Andrews Jr. missing it. Count now at 1-2. 91 miles per hour from Luis Moreno, the third pitcher out of the San Jose pen. Moreno 6'2", 175 pounds. Here's the pitch, and that is called strike 3 on the inside part of the plate. Andrews Jr. out on strikes. But an RBI single from Jesus Bergerin scores Jamari Baylor, who was hit by a pitch. We head to the 8th, 8-0, Fresno. You're listening to them on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5-23.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3840.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the 8th inning, 8-0, Fresno leads San Jose. Turner Hill to the plate, 2-for-2, he's reached base 3 times. As he takes on Javier Ramos making his Grizzlies debut. Here comes the 1-0 from the tall right-hander, and it's outside, the count at 2-0. Ramos is 6'6", 210 pounds, wears number 29 on the back of his jersey. Ramos, 23 years old from Fort Smith, Arkansas. There's a strike, the count now at 2-1. Ramos, drafted in the 18th round in 2022 out of the University of Oklahoma. Here comes the 2-1, and that's a ground ball to the backhand of Baylor. The throw to first in time, and Hill is out. It goes 4-3. one away. And here comes the right fielder, Alexander Suarez, who's 0-for-3. There's also a new shortstop. Gene Perez takes over for Dion Jorge. He will bat first and will lead off in the bottom of the eighth. As the Grizzlies all over San Jose, 8-0. Here's the pitch from Ramos, and that is a called strike. The count at 0-1. Ramos is part of Cherokee Nation tribe in Oklahoma. As the pitch is outside, the count at 1-1. And after being drafted by the Rockies, spent some time in the ACL, now joining Fresno, and now will help out a very good bullpen here in the back half of the second half as that pitch is inside. And the count now at 2-1 to Suarez. As the Grizzlies all over San Jose. Here comes the pitch. And that is low. And the count now at 3-1. Get ready for an electrifying experience at Chukchansey Gold's 2023 Sounds of Summer Concert Series. On July 29th, George Thorogood and the Destroyers' Bad All Over the World Tour. High chopper, that one will go foul. The count now at 3-2. George Thorogood and the Destroyers' Bad All Over the World Tour, 50 Years of Rock, will be performing. Secure your tickets now. Go to ChukchanseyGold.com. You must be 21. Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino, 24 karat fun. Here comes the pitch, and it's inside, 4. And Alexander Suarez, a one-out walk. For Fresno tonight, that is their fourth walk. They've only allowed 3 hits. Now here's Matt Higgins, 0-for-3. Higgins, a very, very good hitter. He has 9 homers this year. Here in the bottom, or the top of the 8th inning. We'd like to thank Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino. Been a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the 8th. Here's the pitch from Ramos. Ground ball up the middle, and Perez can't get there. A base hit. Suarez will stop at second. Higgins is on with the single. So runners at first and second, one out. And here's O'Neal Perez, who's 0-for-3. 4 hits now for San Jose. First and second with one out. It's now time to give you the score for the Rockies and the Giants a little bit earlier. The Rockies falling to San Francisco, 5-3. The Rockies scored 2 early runs. San Francisco, 2 runs in the first. It was 2-2 after 2 innings of play. But San Francisco, a run in the fourth, 2 runs in the fifth. Colorado adding a run in the eighth, 5-3. The Giants had 11 hits compared to the Rockies' 9. The Giants now at 48-41. The Rockies at 34-56. As that pitch is outside O'Neal Perez. The count at 1-0. Former Fresno Grizzly shortstop Ezekiel Tovar right now trying to vie for Rookie of the Year in the NL. Here's a pitch from Ramos, high and inside. The count at 2-0. Another good game for Tovar today. The Giants win. Colorado winning the night before thanks to Ezekiel Tovar's 3-run homer. Here comes the pitch from Ramos, and that is a high pop-up, and it's going to drift foul. The count now at 2-1. Runners at first and second with one out. So once again, the Giants beating the Rockies. The big league affiliates for both of these teams, San Jose with San Francisco, and then Fresno with Colorado. Here comes the pitch from Ramos, and that is inside. The count now at 3-1. P.J. Hilson on deck. As the Grizzlies lead 8-0, trying to keep the shutout. Here comes the 3-1, and that's a high fly ball. Out to left field, Andrews Jr. is there. He will camp under it and make the catch. 2 outs now. And here comes P.J. Hilson for the first time tonight. It's P.J. Hilson here. Andrew Cachel was taken out of the game. It's P.J. Hilson. So two outs, runners at first and second. Here's the pitch to Hilson, and that is inside. The count at 1-0. From Javier Ramos. 6'6", 210 pounds, born on October 15th, 1999. Played at Oklahoma. Second pitcher out of the Fresno pen. Here's the pitch, and that is a bloop single. No, caught by the second baseman, Baylor, on the run. That will end the inning. The Grizzlies, an inning away from a shutout win. They lead 8-0. We have the bomb in the eighth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guides, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, bad all over the world tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50 available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the eighth inning, 8-0 Fresno leads San Jose. As Gene Perez will lead things off. Gene Perez will lead things off for Dion Jorge. Perez came in as a defensive replacement back in the eighth inning. Here's the first pitch from the right-hander in Moreno. Swung on a miss by Perez. The count at 0-1. Moreno, already one inning of work so far. Back out for his second inning as the right-hander Tyler Hoffman starts to get loose down in the Grizzlies' pen. 0-1 fouled off by Perez. Now 0-2. Gene Perez batting 135, two homers, a 390 OPS. Here in the bottom of the eighth on Military Appreciation Night. Here's the pitch, and it swung on and missed, and Perez out on strikes. Third strikeout now for Moreno. One away, and here comes the first baseman, Bryant Betancourt. 3-for-4. He has a double, two RBI, and two runs scored. And we'll try to keep things going here for Fresno. It was 15 hits tonight. Here comes the pitch from Moreno, and it's inside. The count at 1-0. San Jose, they are on their fourth pitcher. It started with Seth Corey through an inning and two-thirds. Allowed seven hits, five runs, all earned. No walks, 1K. That pitch is outside. The count now at 2-0. And then it was Cameron Cotter who threw two and a third scoreless innings, allowed three hits, and struck out a batter. And then Julio Rodriguez, two innings. He allowed three hits, two runs, both earned. And 2Ks. Here's the pitch to Betancourt, and he fouls it off. The count now at 2-1. And then finally, Moreno, who's allowed a run on two hits over an inning and a third, but he has struck out three. Here in the bottom of the eighth, the Grizzlies looking for a series win tonight. Here comes the pitch to Bryant Betancourt. And that's a ground ball, and it's going to be a tough play for the second baseman. The spin, the throw in time. What a play from Ramos. Over to Higgins for the second out. It goes 4-3, two away. And here comes the DH and Skyler Messenger. Messenger, 1-for-4, a two-run homer back in the first inning. Third straight game, he's gone deep. his fourth of the series, possibly your California League Player of the Week in Skylar Messenger. Here comes the pitch from Moreno outside, the count at 1-0. So let's give you some scores around the California League. Let's start with the game in Visalia, where the Rawhide lead the Storm 12-4. As that swung on a miss, the count at 1-1. Visalia, 3 runs in the first, 6 runs in the third for them, while Lake Elsinore had 4 runs in the third inning. And that is a fly ball from Messenger. Will go foul. The count now at 1-2. A home run from Zavala for Lake Elsinore, while Visalia have home runs from Christian Serta, Gavin Conticello as well. Conticello also has a double for Visalia. Conticello has drove in 3 runs. And Robinson, 3 runs, or 3 RBI as well, as that pitch runs outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. So Visalia leads Lake Elsinore 12-4. So both teams within 45 minutes of one another with 8-run leads. Here comes the 2-2 from Moreno. And Messenger, ball 3 down in the zone. 2 outs here in the 8th inning. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Here comes the 3-2 to Messenger. And that's a high chopper foul. We'll do it again at 3-2. Three balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Here comes the pitch. And that's a line drive. Base hit. No, just foul. The home plate umpire and Spencer Kemp calling that foul towards the Giants bullpen out in left field. Oh, Messenger was looking for extra bases. Messenger in this series has 4 homers, 3 doubles, and 10 RBI. So 3 balls, 2 strikes once again to Messenger. Here comes the pitch. And that is swung on and missed, and Messenger down on strikes for the 3rd time. But it doesn't matter. Fresno leads 8-0 as we head to the 9th. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the 9th inning, it's all Fresno, 8-0 over San Jose, as Tyler Hoffman will take over on the bump. He will face Diego Velasquez, Anthony Rodriguez, and Dylan Rosario here in the top of the 9th inning. So Tyler Hoffman, as Velasquez comes to play, 1-for-2 with a walk. So Javier Ramos in his Grizzlies debut, 1 inning, 1 hit, no runs, 1 walk, no Ks. And the Grizzlies looking for a shutout win this evening. As here comes the pitch from the right-hander in Tyler Hoffman. And it's high for a ball. The count at 1-0. If the Grizzlies can hold on and get a shutout win, it will be the fourth shutout this season for Fresno pitching. Here comes the 1-0, and that's a fly ball out to left field. Andrews Jr. is there. He will make the catch. One away. Other scores around the league. Let's head over to Rancho Cucamonga in Inland Empire. They are tied at 5 in the ninth inning as the 66ers scoring 2 runs in the 8th inning. Inland Empire, 5 runs on 5 hits, but 2 Quakes errors so far in that one. As the Quakes and the 66ers tied at 5. Finally, let's head over to the game that ended tonight already. And the Stockton Ports, a comeback win. Modesto had a 5-0 lead, but Stockton scored 2 runs in the 8th, 5 runs in the 9th, and the Ports win 8-6. The winning pitcher to Frank De La Rosa. Here comes the 1-0, and that is swung on a miss by Rodriguez. The count at 1-1. Rodriguez 0-2 with a walk. The loss to Burgos, he's 0-1. The save to Santos, his 6th. 22 combined hits in the game, but Modesto had an early lead, 6-1. They could not hold on as that pitch goes outside. 2 balls and a strike. Hoffman pitching here to Anthony Rodriguez. Here comes the 2-1 from the right-hander. Outside, 3-1, as we have tonight's attendance, 5,117, 5-1-1-7. Here at Chancy Park for Military Appreciation Night. Here comes the pitch from Hoffman, and that's a line drive base hit to right field. A one-out singles, Rodriguez reaches. It's only the 5th hit for San Jose, and here comes Dylan Rosario, who's 0-3. So the Ports win again. So Stockton are now 7-7 in the second half. They lost 5 out of 6 to the Grizzlies. And since then, Stockton are 6-2. They are in second place in the California League North Division in the second half. They beat Modesto as that pitch is fouled off by Rosario. The count at 0-1. So Stockton 8-6. They beat Modesto, a comeback win for them. Couple doubles for Stockton, which included Schofield Sam having 2 of them. A home run for Josh Hood for Modesto. Here's the pitch, swung on and missed. The count now at no balls and 2 strikes to Rosario from Tyler Hoffman. The other scores again, 5-5 in the ninth between the Quakes and 66ers, and the Visalia beating Lake Elsinore 12-4 in the bottom of the 6th. Our score here, 8-0 Fresno here in the top of the 9th. Here comes the 0-2 from Tyler Hoffman. There goes the runner. It is low. The count at 1-2. There was no one holding on the runner, so I wonder if it's just going to be an indifference. No one moved on that, so without anyone holding on the runner, I think that's just going to be an indifference there. So defensive indifference is my guess. Runner at 2nd with 1 out. Here comes the 1-2 to Rosario. And that is inside. The count now at 2-2. It is defensive indifference. As the runner Rodriguez gets to 2nd against Tyler Hoffman, who's 6 feet, 182 pounds from Mobile, Alabama, 23 years old. Draft out Tulane in the 17th round. Here's the pitch, and that is called strike 3. A great pitch from Hoffman on the outside part of the plate at 96. 2 outs. First strikeout for Hoffman, 10th strikeout for Fresno pitching. 2 away, here's Jose Ramos, who's 0-3. The Grizzlies, an out away from a series win against their California League North Division foe. Here's the pitch, and that's a called strike. Good pitch there from Hoffman on the inside part of the plate. The count at 0-1. Stay tuned for the postgame show, a wrap-up of tonight's contest and what to expect tomorrow in the series finale. Here's the 0-1 from Hoffman. Wines and deals outside. The count at 1-1. From Tyler Hoffman. Third pitcher tonight. It was Pilar, then 3 out of the bullpen. Hyde, Ramos, and now Hoffman. Here comes the pitch from Hoffman. And that is outside. 2-1 now. Hoffman, 2-1, a 7.15 ERA. He's appearing in his 24th game out of the pen. A great fastball that can get up to the high 90s. 2-1. Here comes the pitch. And that is swung on and missed. Good fastball there from Hoffman. And Ramos couldn't catch up. 96. And just like that, the Grizzlies a strike away for winning tonight's contest in front of 5,117. 2-2. 2 outs. Here's the pitch. And a check swing. Did he go around? Yes, he did. The tag applied. And your Fresno Grizzlies, their fourth shutout of 2023, a series win. And the Grizzlies back on the right paw this evening. 8-0 the final. We'll be back with the postgame right after this. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend. Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend. Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that...
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park for the postgame show, a wrap-up of tonight's contest as your Fresno Grizzlies defeat the San Jose Giants by a score of 8-0, the fourth shutout win for Fresno this season. The Grizzlies back on the right paw. They are now 48-32 overall, a 12-2 record here in the second half. San Jose drops to 44-36, 4-10 here in the second half. Fresno, they have now won 12 of their last 14, 15 of their last 18, 25 of their last 31. They have won the series, and they are now 7-1 here in the month of July. The Grizzlies now 11-9 against the Giants. Final lines, Fresno, 8 runs on 15 hits, no errors. They left 7 on, while for San Jose, no runs on 5 hits, no errors. They left 9 on base. The winning pitcher is Anderson Pilar, 1-0. The loss to Seth Corey, he is 0-1. No save, time of the game, 2 hours and 21 minutes in front of a paid crowd of 5,117. The Grizzlies win 8-0 tonight, and they never let go from the very beginning. 4 runs in the bottom of the first for the Grizzlies. Let's go through tonight's scoring plays. The Grizzlies, 4 runs on 6 hits in the first inning. Fresno, Brian Betancourt, the RBI single. And then Skyler Messenger, a 2-run homer to right field. His 9th of the year, 4th of the series, 3rd straight game going deep. And then Jesus Bugarin, an RBI single. Deion Jorge scored after he started with the single. There also was a double by Andy Perez and a single by Cody Huff in the frame. Then the Grizzlies added a run in the second on a Bryant Betancourt RBI double, scoring Jorge for a second time. The Grizzlies added another 2 runs in the 5th inning when Jesus Bugarin looped a single to center field, scoring Betancourt and Jamari Baylor. At that point, it was 7-0, and the Grizzlies adding another one. Jesus Bugarin, his 3rd hit of the game, 4th RBI, and an RBI single, scoring Jamari Baylor, who had 2 runs as well. The Grizzlies win 8-0. Bugarin leading the way with 4 RBI. Let's go through the offensive numbers for Fresno. Deion Jorge, 3-for-4 with 2 runs at the top of the lineup. He also had 2 stolen bases, number 3 and 4, since joining Fresno earlier in the week. Bryant Betancourt, a career-high 3 hits. He also had 2 RBI, 2 runs scored. Betancourt added a double as well. Skyler Messenger, a 2-run homer, his lone hit on the evening. Jamari Baylor scored 2 runs on a hit. Andy Perez had 2 hits. Jesus Bugarin, 3 hits on a game-high 4 RBI. Cody Huff had a hit. Parker Kelly had a hit. 8 of the 9 starters, 8 of the 10 total batters for Fresno had at least 1 hit. 3 of them with 3 hits. And again, Bugarin with 4 RBI. 2 stolen bases from Deion Jorge. There was also 3 hit by pitches. Huff, Kelly, and Baylor all taking pitches right there. And let's go through the Grizzlies pitching tonight. Anderson Pilar in his 2023 Fresno debut tied a career high with 5 scoreless innings. He allowed 3 hits and 3 walks, striking out 6. Pilar was fantastic, really set the tone from the very beginning. He left a runner on in every inning he threw, a total of 6 left on for Pilar, but he was fantastic. And then Braxton Hyde, 2 scoreless innings, striking out 3. Probably the best we've seen Braxton Hyde this season. Javier Ramos in his Grizzlies debut allowed 1 hit and 1 walk, but a scoreless inning of work for him. And Tyler Hoffman striking out 2 in a scoreless 9th inning. The Grizzlies, their 4th shutout win of the season. And then on the other side for San Jose, the loss to Seth Corey. He allowed 7 hits and 5 runs over an inning and 2/3. And then Cameron Cotter, he was really good. 2 1/3 of scoreless baseball, allowed 3 hits, struck out 1. 2 runs allowed for Julio Rodriguez in 2 innings of work. And Luis Moreno allowed 1 run over 2 innings of work as well. For San Jose, they did not have an extra base hit tonight. 2 hits for Hill. He reached base 3 times. Matt Higgins had a hit as well. Velasquez and Rodriguez at the bottom of the lineup also had hits. They both walked for San Jose. So 5 hits tonight for the Giants. They were out hit by 10 this evening as the Grizzlies improved to 48-32. So that brings us to the series finale. Tomorrow's the Grizzlies look to take 5 out of 6 from San Jose and go into the All-Star break on a really big high. They give the ball to the right-hander Jackson Cox, a 1-0 record, an 8.33 ERA. Cox in his last outing was really good. 3 innings, he struck out every batter that he had every out that was recorded by Cox was via strikeout. He'll be battled by left-hander Hayden Wynja, 4-1 record, a 4.11 ERA. Wynja, a very tough, tall lefty, 6'9 from the left side in Wynja. So that will be tomorrow, July 9th at 5:05 p.m. Join us for our pregame show with Giants hitting coach Travis Ishikawa. That will be a lot of fun to talk to a two-time World Series champion and a former Fresno Grizzly. The San Jose Giants hitting coach Travis Ishikawa joining us for Game 6, the series finale between the Giants and the Grizzlies, 5:05 p.m. tomorrow. That will wrap it up tonight. A big thank you to all of our partners. First, for Virch for putting on tonight's production. Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. There is a great concert coming on July 29th with George Thorogood and the Destroyers Battle of the World Concert Tour. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics here on July 8th. Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair, our press box sponsor tonight. Express Furniture Rental, Manco Abbott, Lou Provence Apartment Homes, Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, all proud sponsors of your Fresno Grizzlies here on July 8th. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV on Military Appreciation Night. Again, thank you to everyone who has served and are currently serving, keeping our country safe, and for making tonight a big possibility here in our country. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed rest of your Saturday, and we will see you tomorrow for more Grizzlies baseball.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime.